It's time for today's Daily Devotional. This week, we're talking about the future. Today, we want to talk about God is doing something new. Scripture comes from Isaiah 43:18-19. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. One of the hardest parts of faith is believing God can still do something new after you've been disappointed. We often think our future has to match our history, don't we? If we've been hurt before, we expect, well, there's going to be more hurt down the road. If we failed before, we expect more failure. If doors closed before, we assume that that opportunity has passed us by. But Isaiah 43 was spoken to people who knew disappointment because Israel had experienced loss and they had watched seasons collapse. They knew what it felt like to wonder if the best days were behind them. Yet God spoke directly into their discouragement and said, stop staring at what was. Watch for what I'm doing now. And notice something important. God didn't say, I did a new thing. He said, I am doing a new thing, which is present tense. That means even while you're waiting, even while you are healing, even while you can't see the full picture just yet, God is already working. And sometimes we expect the new thing to look dramatic, or for it to be a big opportunity or an instant answer or an overnight change. But often God starts very quietly with a changed attitude, maybe some newfound peace, unexpected strength when you didn't think you had any left, a conversation, a closed door that protected you, or a dream coming back to life. The danger is that we miss what God is growing because we are comparing it still to what used to be. Now, if God had repeated every miracle exactly the same way, Moses would have missed the Red Sea and Joshua would have missed Jordan. But God is creative and your next season doesn't have to look like your last one. Maybe your new thing isn't getting back what you lost. Maybe it's discovering God has something different and even better for this season. So today, ask yourself, what am I waiting for God to restore the old? Or am I open to receiving something new? God is not limited by your age, not limited by your setbacks, or not limited by your mistakes or your timeline. If he can make rivers in deserts, he can make way in places that feel impossible. So today, think about it. What season am I still comparing my life to? And have I been asking God to repeat the past instead of trusting him for something new? Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, forgive us for assuming you only work the way you have before. Open our eyes and let us recognize the new things you are doing around us and within us, and help us release expectations tied to the past and trust your plan for this season. Give us faith for what we cannot yet see. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.